The Perth school shooting, confusion over Adam Simpson taking a break, and the Queen of Rock and Roll dies aged 83. It's Thursday, the 25th of May.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Thursday. A lot going on.
Well, it's been one of those weeks where it was just kind of ticking along, nothing really out of the ordinary, and then the shock
someone
of a
set fire to the rain
of a school shooting.
Yeah,
in Perth. Unbelievable.
So the Perth school at the centre of this shooting, Atlantis Baptist College, is closed today, understandably, after what happened. Major crime police are investigating how a 15-year-old boy allegedly took two guns to the college in two rocks and fired three shots. One hit a building occupied by students and staff. Police have been quick to praise the teachers, putting that school into lockdown, getting kids under their desks, closing curtains. You know, this is not stuff that you see in Perth. This is the American horror story. It's hit home here. And really, in some way, the innocence of school kids here has been taken, because kids go to school here thinking this sort of thing is not going to happen in Australia. It's not going to happen in Perth. It's not going to happen in our suburbs.
No, you're and so right.
It has happened.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, this is the sort of stuff that we see all too often in America. The teachers in that country get active shooter training. That doesn't happen here.
No.
Yet these teachers have reacted in a split second, kept the students safe, barricading themselves in cupboards. You can't even imagine what it must have been like, how terrifying it must have been. Police Commissioner Cole Blanche has praised the teachers and said that they've done such an incredible job. Premier Mark McGowan has as well. I think both are absolutely spot on. Spookily, it comes exactly 12 months to the day from the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas, which killed 19 students and two teachers. Thankfully, I don't think we will ever see anything like that in Australia, because we have these tight gun restrictions, access to those high-powered semi-automatic weapons like AR-15s.
It's not like you can go into a shop and buy them. No.
But at the same time, you know, we certainly can't be complacent. And this is a reminder, I think, that we have to do everything we can when it comes to gun control, gun reform. And the alleged shooter in this incident had a couple of licensed firearms at the household where he resided. So we're obviously still so much we don't know about the situation. Yeah. And some of those questions will be no doubt answered later on today.
And it's amazing. Like, it was a 12-year-old student who was able to call police and give really good information that enabled police to be prepared when they got to the school and to act quickly to make that arrest. And I know there'll be a lot of people thinking these poor traumatised kids. The school has said that they have a counselling program they're going to be rolling out when they go back to school tomorrow, and they'll be back to a normal program on Monday, so it'll be modified tomorrow so that they can help those kids through it.
Yeah, we wish them all the best, that's for sure. You're simply the best. And as we mentioned off the top of the show, Tina Turner has died at the age of 83 after a battle with illness. And the singing superstar's husky voice that we just heard then and her raunchy stage presence made her one of the best known singers of her generation. Were you a Tina Turner fan?
Oh, she's amazing, isn't
she?
She's
the best.
And it was the whole thing. It was the hair, it was the mini skirts, it was the legs, it was the heels. She just had that look. It personified the 80s, didn't it? And she was so big in Australia, probably because of that rugby league campaign.
Yeah,
that really rebooted her career. And, of course, there's the musical that's on at the moment, Over East. So I'm sure that'll gain quickly
won
in popularity.
Won basically every award you could win, achieved everything you could in the music industry. And she also proved it really is a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. She was almost 40 years old before she broke away from that abusive relationship with Ike Turner and embarked on a career as a solo artist. Before that, her and Ike were part of the Turner, Ike and Tina Turner review that had a lot of success in the 60s and 70s with songs like Proud Mary, River Deep, Mountain High, and of course Nutbush City Limits.
Yeah.
If you ever wondered what...
Have you been to a wedding without that?
Yeah, no, not at all. And do you know what it's about?
Yes, I only found out this morning.
Same,
I didn't know.
Same.
I didn't know.
So Tina Turner was born in Nutbush, a little town in Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah.
She was born Anna Mae Bullock on November 26, 1939, in the rural town of Nutbush, which is just a fun fact, isn't it? She started singing in the local Baptist church. She then became a cheerleader at a local high school. So that's starting to make sense, right? Singing in church, getting that kind of gospel, powerful singing. She's doing the cheerleading
dancing,
stuff,
the entertainment.
The dance moves in the short skirts. As she graduated in 1958, she got a job in a hospital. She wanted to become a nurse. And then a chance meeting with Ike Turner at a nightclub set her on a path to becoming a singer. She collaborated with Phil Spector, Rolling Stones, pretty much anybody who was anybody in the 60s and 70s. But then she split with Ike after just shocking abuse. He poured scalding hot water on her, hit it with a metal shoe stretcher at one point.
That was awful, wasn't it?
Just terrible, terrible abuse. And she spoke about it in her later life and was an advocate for women dealing with domestic abuse. But when she left Ike, for a long time, people thought, you know, maybe she's not actually going to be a success as a solo artist. And then she had a hit in 1983 with Let's Stay Together, and the album Private Dancer, which was just absolutely massive, had 7 chart hits on the one album, a huge world tour, and then she came back on the screen 2 years later in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. And do you remember that? You remember her mega hit from that movie? We Don't Need Another Hero.
Oh, that's
we
right.
We need another hero. Yeah. Well, it's just, you just can't help it. You just
it's
can't
so
help
good.
Singing along. And so, of course, the tributes are flowing today from all the people that she collaborated with and inspired over the years, including Mick Jagger, who she sung with, she went on tour with. He said, "I'm so saddened by the passing of my wonderful friend Tina Turner. She was truly an enormously talented performer and singer. She was inspiring, warm, funny, and generous. She helped me so much when I was young, and I will never forget her." Which is a lovely tribute.
Yeah.
Diana Ross as well, who's a singing superstar, shared a picture of her and Tina Turner and said, "Shocked, saddened, sending condolences to Tina Turner's family and loved ones." Brian Adams as well said, "Thank you for being the inspiration to millions of people around the world, for speaking your truth and giving us the gift of your voice."
Yeah, just, and what a gift. I also found out this morning her manager was the same manager that Olivia Newton-John had, hence the reboot in Australia. And that manager now manages Pink.
Amazing stuff. There'll never be another one like Tina Turner.
At least we've got
her music.
We've got her
remember.
Music. Yeah, indeed. Nutbush at the next wedding. There'll be a few extra drinks for that one.
And now, since Putin invaded Ukraine, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not he would get his comeuppance, whether it's from the international community. Certainly Ukraine has given him more than he can handle. But you know how he's been using this mercenary force, the Wagner mercenaries? So now the head of Wagner, Yevgeny Prigozhin, has come out and said, Putin needs to be worried about another Russian revolution because he's lost 50,000 troops over the fighting. And he said that all of their families could be getting pretty ticked off and might decide to stage an uprising in Russia. Like pretty wild comments.
They've all got 5 family members.
Suddenly,
you've got kind of close to a quarter of a million people there.
And so it's the fact that this guy, who's you think is in Putin's inner circle,
he's saying watch out.
Very interesting to see.
Well,
where
maybe that's
next.
Got a few links to remember that Kremlin. Firing drone.
And there was a little outbreak of fighting on the Russian side of the border as well.
So
we'll see what happens next. Sport. You got some good news about Sam Kerr.
Yes, Sam Kerr, global superstar, and the Matildas are headed to Perth after all. So Sam Kerr will lead the national side in 3 Olympic qualifiers at HBF Park. They're going to be between October 23 and November 1. And this doubleheader fixture will be part of the Asian qualifying rounds for the Paris 2024 Olympics. So this is going to make fans happy because Perth was kind of overlooked for Matildas and knockout games as part of the FIFA Women's World Cup in July and August. That's the word. So you can just see organisers have gone, better give Perth something.
This
is what we've got. These three qualifiers.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
What is going on with Adam Simpson at West Coast? Yeah. It seemed that he was going to take some time away from the club. Is he?
So, 7 News Sport presenter Ryan Daniels reported last night that he was going to be offered an extended break, 3-month break.
Rhino
at the end of the season. He always does. That he would be offered this break at the end of the season. Then the Eagles put out a tweet basically denying that he was going to be offered this extended break, which seemed odd. And then Rhino came back saying, like, I still stand by my story, and that perhaps what the Eagles put out as this rebuke was towards more inflammatory media reports rather than his report.
It makes sense.
I mean, it's a circuit breaker. It's been a really difficult season. We're not even all the way through it yet. And he's had a lot of injury to deal with. He's obviously had that shellacking against Hawthorn to deal with. And so you can understand why the club would go, okay, this has been our, you know, horrible year. Let's just give him a circuit breaker. He can go away and then come back fresh for season 2024.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
The Wild West.
I've got a very quick little Wild West for you before we let you go, Maddie. So a US zoo has had to apologise for mistreating a kiwi. The bird,
not a piece of fruit.
Not a piece of fruit. Maybe they're doing that as well after this story. So basically they've had these things called like a kiwi experience where they've let visitors to the zoo come along and pat the kiwi. And footage on social media has gone viral.
And that's not good.
No, you can't pat the wild animals. And it's caused because they're an endangered species, it's caused an uproar in New Zealand. Even Prime Minister Chris Himkins has weighed into it and said that he's thankful that the zoo has realised that they've stuffed up and they've said that they're not going to ever do it again.
Oh, that's interesting. Because we have like wildlife sanctuaries in Australia where you can cuddle a koala.
Cuddle a koala. That's okay. But
not a kiwi.
Do not touch the kiwis.
Wow.
And it's gone all the way to the PM. The fruits are furry. Furry.
They are. They're very furry. And so are the animals. Isn't it interesting, though, the politics involved in zoo animals? Like, you've brought quite a bit of that to us this year. You know, especially on the panda front.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just keep watching this.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's your news from the West Australian for Thursday, May 25, and don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Maddie, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, mate.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.